Unit 7. Entertainment. Information Center. Introducing scenic spots. 1. It pays to visit the local tourist information center. 2. These places provide lots of helpful information, including free brochures on scenic attractions. 3. We would like some information on some of the scenic areas. 4. What are some of the scenic attractions in the area? 5. Can you tell me some of the must-see places? 6. May we have some brochures? 7. Is there public transportation to the scenic area? 8. What scenic attractions do you recommend? 9. What, in your opinion, is the most spectacular attraction in the area? 10. Is there an admission charge for the Arboretum? 11. You can watch the introductory video on the nature preserve. 12. What time does the guided tour begin? 13. Ireland has many very scenic attractions. 14. Have you been to Ireland before? 15. Let me introduce one of the most visited places in Ireland, the Cliffs of Moher. 16. The Cliffs of Moher are over 700 feet tall. 17. The spectacular cliffs are made of sandstone and shale. 18. These rugged and remote cliffs drop almost vertically to the Atlantic Ocean below. 19. If you are in Ireland, you will not want to miss the Cliffs of Moher. 20. I am interested in seeing some of the castles of Scotland. 21. The Edinburgh Castle is the most famous castle in Scotland and also the most visited tourist attraction in the entire country. 22. The lesser-known Craigmillar Castle is a very well-preserved medieval Scottish castle. 23. The Scotch whiskey experience is a must-see for whiskey lovers. 24. Whiskey enjoys a status in Scotland that can only be called iconic. 25. The Scotch whiskey industry exports more than 2.3 billion pounds per year worldwide. 26. The place hosts tutored tasting sessions for people who want to learn about Scotch whiskey. 27. The Scottish seem quite serious about their Scotch. 28. Before we leave Scotland, we must see Threave Garden and Estate. 29. There are 60 acres of beautiful trees, shrubs, and plants. 30. Scotland's western coast is very scenic and the favorite part of the country for many tourists. 31. Gairloch Beach on Scotland's western coast looks fabulous. 32. I saw some photos online that showed some stunning views from Gairloch Beach. 33. Also on the western coast is Ullapool, which is a ferry port for the Western Isles. 34. Gairloch is awesomely scenic and a good stop-off point for traveling elsewhere in the western coast. 35. My favorite scenic spot is Mount Hallicala. 36. I've never heard of it. Where is it? 37. Hallicala is the largest inactive volcano in the world, and it is in the U.S. 38. Are you pulling my leg? A giant volcano in America? 39. Mount Hallicala is part of the U.S. National Park Service, and it's located in Hawaii. 40. In fact, Hallicala is by far the most famous scenic attraction on the island of Maui. 41. There are fabulous hiking trails, exotic flora, and rare native fauna, and a 360-degree ocean view from the 2,970-meter-high summit. 42. Hiking inside a volcano? Sounds amazing. 43. It is, and there are three cabins that can be booked for overnight stays. 44. Tent camping is also an option, but you do need a permit. 45. This dormant volcanic crater is huge. 46. It measures 11 kilometers across and 790 meters deep. 47. The interior of the crater is large enough to enclose the city of New York. 48. Every morning, visitors drive to Haleakala to see the spectacular sunrise. 49. Do you want to drive up to Haleakala Crater for a sunrise tomorrow? 50. How long is the drive? 51. From our hotel, it is a 2-hour drive. 52. What time does the sun rise? 53. I'm not sure. Let's check the newspaper. 54. Sunrise at Haleakala tomorrow is at 6 o'clock a.m. 55. We will have to be on the road before 4 o'clock a.m. 56. Are you sure you want to do this? 57. Maybe we should just stay up all night. 58. Haleakala at sunrise is cold, so we will need some warm clothes. 59. Who brings warm clothes to Hawaii? 60. The sunrise is awesome. The sky is so clear. 61. I feel like we are on top of the world looking down. 62. I'm freezing. Here, have another cup of coffee. 63. I hope these photos come out okay. 64. It's so windy up here. 65. The clouds are starting to roll in now. 66. Soon we won't be able to see anything. 67. Take a few more photos while you still can.